How do they fit in? God didn't take counsel with them. God takes counsel with himself. Again, but you look at the denominations, it's like, oh, well, they sure listen to wise people. Well, we've got Justinius here, and have you read Matthew Henry's commentary? Or how about the commentary by so-and-so or so-and-so? Or what about Paul Strigini's commentary? I don't know. That depends, doesn't it? Well, I'm making a commentary too, aren't I? But it's you. Judge for yourself. Am I speaking by the word of God? By the spirit of God? Or am I a disputer of this world? I don't enter into that stuff, honestly. It's like I said, it's like, is this the wisdom of the world? Is this the scribeship? You know, it's like, where are those guys making their, because like I said, there's a lot of people who know the Bible better than I do. I mean, those guys teaching in those Christian universities. All doing the work of Satan. I said that with a smile. The wisdom of this world says, you want to learn about Christianity? Well, go to a good Christian college. You want to learn about Jesus? Go to Jesus U. As I was looking on recently, I was on the my church site. And it said, WWJS, where would Jesus study? Or what would Jesus study? I don't know. ChristianColleges.com or .org or .net. I don't know what it was. Hey, yeah, you want to learn about the Bible? Go to a university. They'll charge you lots of money, and they'll totally pervert the gospel of Christ. And they may even destroy your faith, actually. Yeah. Houses of hell. The grave. In there is dead men's bones and all uncleanness. I feel like I could go on about that. Anyways. Well, it depends on what kind of university you go to. You go to Baptist College, you go to Lutheran College, you go to Calvin College, you go to Presbyterian College, you go to college, Catholic College, unaffiliated Evangelical College, because it's the same thing. Evangelicalism is just another branch off Protestantism. Keep all the same traditions. There's a certain mark that goes through all those traditions. They have a certain language they speak. You notice I don't speak the language. That's really the thing that I think that there's a distinguishing sort of thing. They're all taught to speak a certain way. Look at verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. So after that, after the world by wisdom didn't know God, it pleased God. God lets man by his wisdom try to know God. And man by wisdom doesn't know God. Philosophies, I remember I took a philosophy of religion class, and there was all this thing about man's wisdom and trying to, is there a God or is there not a God? And all this taught, and the problem of evil, that's the funniest one of all. The problem of evil. Because evil's not a problem. I should do that. I'm going to do a video on, when I get to videos, the problem of evil. I'm even going to write that down. Because that's one I really want to cover. I'm literally getting a paper. I'm like, okay, Paul. Because I was going to do predestination, and it's going to be called the problem of evil. Evil's not a problem, it's actually a part of the solution. God wants to raise up sons, and in as much as he took counsel in himself of how he ought to do this, he thought, I'm going to use evil as part of the process. I'm going to subject them to things. I'm going to subject the whole world to vanity. The Lord creates good, and he creates evil. Let the Lord do all these things, he says. So, the world didn't know God by wisdom. But it pleased God. I'll write one more thing down. I want to use this scripture, actually. Anyways, wisdom did not know God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Meaning, the world didn't know God. So God, by foolishness of just, if you believe these things, you will be saved. Now, you don't even have to understand all the, like, I'll tell you what, God gave me a lot of wisdom and understanding of deep things of God. And I don't go in, I touch on them, I do. All right, but you don't even have to understand all that stuff to be saved. You know, the gospel, and I hope I never let this lose sight of this, that the gospel is these promises that God has made through the faith in the cross, that you could obtain certain things, that you would be conformed to the image of Christ. And then, and through that comes the resurrection of the dead and salvation. Grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life. Love is to keep the commandments of God. He wants, the commandment he gives us is to love one another. And to love is to keep all his words. And I mean the New Testament, according to the New Testament understanding of what those commandments are. I mean, again, we're not going to put on the clothes they did in the Old Testament. There's only one kind of cloth, only one this. And we're not going to eat the foods they ate because we've been freed from that. According to the New Testament. See, that's what he's saying. Where's the wise? Where are they in all this? They couldn't find God. So after God, after the wisdom of man couldn't find, you know, in the wisdom of God, meaning according to his wisdom and in his purpose, the world by wisdom didn't know God. I like that. It's because God, in his purposes, in his wisdom, he decided that the world, by its wisdom, couldn't know him or didn't, you know, whatever. The world had wisdom. And it couldn't know God. It didn't know God. You look at philosophy. They don't know God. That's why I said they wrestle over this problem of evil. And if they understood the problem, I mean, if they understood evil and the nature of evil, they might know what God is really like. You know, I looked at the thing. I said, well, look at the world and how it operates and what kind of God would there be? And I'm saying, if God is loving, it has to be a very particular kind of love and for a very particular kind of people because there's much evil in the world. And evil must somehow fit into this. And I mean, there's different ways you can interpret God, but the only satisfactory God I came up with by the scriptures, well, in pointing to the scriptures and then to the, in the scriptures, the way in which I teach them.